Dear friends, one would be hard-pressed to find anyone who loves being lied to on any matter. Let's seek the truth about lying and why God hates lies today on the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our J-Web and greetings to all of you. It is so good to have you with us today for our broadcast. No matter where you may be hearing us from, we're honored you have tuned in to listen to our broadcast from International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years as of this date, we have been on the air or online somewhere, and we're grateful for the open doors the Lord has granted unto us. Did you know we are the longest-running weekly radio program in Churches of Christ? And did you know that we are the second longest-running weekly religious program in the history of radio? Based on our research, we're thankful for how long the Lord has opened these doors for us to proclaim the riches of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, there are the occasions of hearing other preachers, and when I'm not speaking somewhere nor doing something International Gospel Hour related, I love to visit and listen to preacher friends, and recently, my wife and I worshiped with the Patty Church of Christ in Polk County, Tennessee, in the southeast part of the state, where my brother and friend Joe Guy preaches, and his lesson that day was called Why God Hates Lies. He supplies all the hearers with a handout that we're able to follow along with the study and make notes along the way. The more I looked at that, I thought, this is a broadcast. So a very special thanks and acknowledgement to my brother and friend Joe Guy for his lesson. And let's consider the lesson today, Why God Hates Lies. Proverbs 6:16 through 19 says, "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." Now, dear friends, did you note in that list that lying is listed even before murder? A lying tongue. That's one of the six things the Lord hates, and seven are an abomination to him. In Proverbs 12, verse 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. And you know, when you think about it, there is nothing hopeful to the one that lies. Revelation 21, verse 8 states, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." There is nothing hopeful for those who lie. Let's continue these thoughts in just a moment. But first, a brief 30-second break about our work at International Gospel Hour.
Hello, friends. Miss a broadcast of Are You Listening? You can find previous broadcasts at our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and we are on several podcast platforms. Maybe we are on your favorite podcast site. Just search for International Gospel Hour, and you can find previous broadcasts. They are always there 24/7 for you to listen or even to download. And now, let's continue our study.
Now, friends, let's talk about why God hates lies. Well, first, because he himself cannot lie. Numbers 23, verse 19, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. He has said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good?" In Hebrews 6, 17 and 18, "Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Titus even affirms, or rather Paul unto Titus in Titus 1 and verse 2, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. So God, in the days of old and in the days of new, God cannot lie. And when you think about it, dear friends, according to John 17:17, His word is truth. And that is the word that sets us free, the truth, John 8:31 and 32. Such love and mercy and truth unto those that did not deserve it. How grateful we are that God hates lies, because truth embodies His greatest gift, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. God cannot lie. All that comes from God is truth, and how beautiful it is that we can rely and count on God. Second, why God hates lies? Well, dear friends, it was a lie that separated man from God and cursed man with death. It wasn't a murder. It wasn't a war, not homosexuality, theft, hatred, or rape, or anything that separated man from God. It was just a lie. We go back to Genesis 3, beginning with verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." That is truth, friends. That is clear truth. However, verse 4, then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Dear friends, the serpent lied. One lie. And you know, Eve did not know the background of this one to whom she is listening to. His tempting words, and not knowing that he was a liar from the very beginning. That's what Jesus affirmed in John 8:43 and 44. Not knowing that, well, she believed that lie and partook of the fruit that she was not to eat nor even to touch it. She gave to Adam and he did eat, and man was separated from God and cursed with suffering and death. You know, friends, God hates lies because the statement, that sin of lying, separated God from man and friend. Dear friends, if something separated us from our loved ones, we would hate it too. That lie that came forth separated God from His very creation, His children. And dear friends, if something separated us from our loved ones, once again, we would hate it too. Why God hates lies? Well, third, because God Himself is righteous. When you consider all of Romans chapter 3 that speaks of the righteousness of God, and those that follow God love and embrace the truth and hate lies. In Proverbs 3:3 and 4, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. You see, with mercy and truth right there with us, it's not going to forsake us. We can always and know for sure that mercy and truth from God through Christ is right there with us. When we bind them around our neck, we make certain that we can reach out for them, that they are always there. You know, when I look at that bind them around your neck, I think about those commercials of the alert system that a person can wear around their neck. And if something happens, they can push the button. It has easy access to help them. If they fall, it's right there around their neck. And how easy that is to reach out and to push that button. Truth is right there. Mercy and truth will not forsake. Bind it around our necks. Write them on the tablet of our heart. That means that when things come at our heart, they see what is written. They see God is there. And we're able to take what God grants us, His mercy and truth. You know, friends, when you can find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man, you think about it. a righteous person is well respected. I'm reminded of a story of a couple whose daughter faced some very trying times to where they needed local law, local lawyers, and help along the way. And in so doing, they learned a little bit more about a friend of theirs, a local preacher, who, as it was stated, he was found in high esteem among those in the community. Now, dear friends, that's wonderful for a preacher to be looked upon that way, but let it be said about the Christian of how we are looked upon in our communities and to think on these things. And we can do that when mercy and truth is right there with us. Proverbs 12:22, again, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. God is righteous, and He brings forth the righteous message through the gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16-17. And especially verse 17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Oh, friends, God hates lies, and aren't we grateful that He does? Let's pause here, bring back our J-Web, and here's more information about our free Bible study course by mail.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Well, dear friends, we know that God hates lies. Therefore, let us rely upon His Word, which is truth, John 17:17. How grateful we are for you studying with us today on this most important subject. And again, a very special thanks to my brother and friend, Joe Guy, for this lesson that he had brought forth earlier. We'll continue our studies together another time. And thank you for joining me today from the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.